Thank you, praise team. And thank you, I don't see Emily, for the children's story. And Luann, I think, for Children's Church. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here this morning. We've come to worship you. We've come to worship you with friends and our brothers and sisters. And so we look forward to how you'll continue to minister to us this morning as we look at your word. In your name we pray, amen. I want to start this morning with a little illustration. And to do that, I need three volunteers. So, thank you, Joanne. And thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Will. This is going to be very easy. I'm just going to have three questions for each of you. I want to start with Joanne. And Joanne, I want to ask you that if you found out you're going to be a grandmother, would that bring you joy?
God, you just asked me that a couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I'm doing the same sermon again. It didn't take any time to prepare. Would you like to hear the same sermon every Sunday when you came to church? Would you like to sing the same songs and hear the same children's story? You know, I thought that might be a good idea to do the same thing every Sunday. It would save a lot of preparation time. You know, it takes a lot of time to prepare a sermon and for the worship team to prepare and prepare a children's story. Think of all the extra time we'd have. But would you like to go to a church where you heard the same sermon every Sunday, where everything was the same? What was that? I thought someone said something. I don't think we would enjoy that. We like to learn new things, don't we? We like to look at different scriptures each Sunday and let the Holy Spirit teach us new things and speak into our hearts and into our lives. We want to grow closer to our Heavenly Father as Christians. And so we're starting a series this morning called New Things. What new things does God have for you in your life? What new things does the Holy Spirit have for us here at New Beginnings? And I had to think about that. We like new things. Some of you younger ones on Christmas, do you like opening gifts and getting new things to play with or to use or to wear? We go to Chuck raised his hand there. We go to school to learn to read, write. We learn about math. We learn about our history. We learn about science. And some of us go to college because we want to specialize and learn a lot about one topic. And we do that because it's something we enjoy. It's something we want to maybe spend our rest of our lives doing. And so we want to learn about that. If you're like me, you might want to read the paper in the morning, but I like to get on the computer and look at the news every morning. What's new out there? You know, what new things happened overnight while we were sleeping? We like to make new friends. Sometimes it's exciting to go to a new job because there's more you can learn and you can grow and stretch, and some people enjoy doing that. As Christians, we like to read God's Word. We like to spend time in prayer with Him. We like to go to church and learn about Him because we want to draw closer to our Heavenly Father. And we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And one of the functions of the Holy Spirit is to teach us. And so the Holy Spirit lives within us. A peace of God lives within us to help us learn new things. And then as I thought about learning new things from God, and I thought, well, wait a second. God never changes. God's always the same. What is a guy like? What is a person that never changes has that to teach me that's new? Scripture says, these are some scriptures. You don't have to look them up. Malachi 3:6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. That's pretty easy to understand, isn't it? Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. And then New Testament, James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, who does not change like the shifting of shadows. God is not a God who changes. His principles do not change. Some of those principles we read about in the Old Testament, a lot of them are in Genesis. Things such as blood must be spilt to atone for our sin. You know, that started back in Genesis. You know, a marriage is between a husband and a wife, a man and a woman. God is also a God who hates evil, and he loves righteousness. So there's things about God that never change. And yet God is always wanting to teach us new things. I think he wants to reveal new things about him, and I think as long as we live in this earth, I don't know who the oldest person here is, but I think they're sitting at this table. But are you still learning things about God? You know, as long as we're on this earth, I think there's so much for us to learn about God. We're going to be always learning new things about him. He's going to be revealing new things about himself to us. And the other thing that God does is I think sometimes he'll do things in a different way or a new way to draw us back to him. And we're going to look at some examples in Scripture. And the first one comes from 1 Samuel 4, 17 to 22, if you want to turn to that. And this is a scripture about a place called Shiloh, the town of Shiloh. And the Israelites were at war with the Philistines. And go ahead and read the scripture.
First Samuel 17 to 22. Okay, whatever. The man who brought the news replied, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered heavy losses. Also, your two sons, Hanafi and Phinehas, are dead. The Ark of God has been captured." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell backward off of his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy. He led Israel 40 years. His daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant near the time of delivery when she heard the news that the Ark of God had been captured and her father-in-law was dead. Father-in-law and her husband was dead. She went into labor and gave birth, but was overcome by her labor pains. As she was dying, the woman attending to her said, "Don't despair, you have given birth to a son." She did not reply or pay any attention. She named the boy Ishabod, saying, The glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the ark of God and the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband. She said, The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured.
Thank you, Dan. Shiloh, I would say, would have been the spiritual capital of Israel back in the time this was written. Shiloh was a place where the Tent of Meeting was put up. The Tent of Meeting was like the thing the Israelites carried with them when they were wandering around in the desert for 40 years. And the Ark of the Covenant was kept inside the Tent of Meeting. So this was at Shiloh for about 300 years. And the Ark was the place where God's presence dwelt. So wherever the Ark was is where God's presence was as well. God was about to do something new in his people, amongst his people in Israel. And we see that happening in this day, the one day when, or the scripture that Dan read, we see this, that what happened in that day was that Eli's sons were killed. Now Eli's sons, if we go back like a chapter or so, it says in scripture here, this is chapter 2, verse 12. Eli's sons were wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord. That's kind of self-explanatory. That's the type of people they were. So they died in battle. The Ark of the Lord was captured. Now, the Israelites had gone into this battle and they had lost like 4,000 men. And they said, "Well, what's going on? Well, we need the Ark." So they went to Shiloh and they brought the Ark so God's presence would be with them. And then they lost 30,000 men and the Ark is captured. And on top of that, when Eli hears the news, Eli was the leader of Israel at the time. He was one of the judges. And Eli died that same day. And I think the key here is in verse 21, when this is the wife of Phinehas, it says, she gave birth to a son, but she says the glory of the Lord has departed. In verse 22, she says, the glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been